My name's Donna Acree, and I teach in the visual art department at Brock. I teach a class called Advanced Art Practices, Visa 3F91. And this is a studio course that's not confined to a specific disciplinary practice or history. The intent of the class is to provide students with the opportunity to consider art making from an interdisciplinary point of view, where they can utilize different forms of knowledge as a means to create work that is critical and challenging. The course is structured to allow advanced class members considerable autonomy to develop a mature and individual body of work. Important aspects of artistic practice are research, production, and articulation. So for this sound project, the students were asked to produce a short piece in groups of three to be broadcast by CFBU Radio. The groups were assigned readings that related to their work. The readings came from a quarterly magazine called Cabinet. Cabinet Magazine is a New York-based nonprofit art and culture magazine chosen because it has essays and projects that are not just art-related, but related to a theme. Some of the themes that the students investigated were mapping conversations and friendship, fictional states and futures, shadows, horticulture and dust, dreams and insecurity, and deception and magic. These themed readings were used as the starting point to develop a sound piece that related to the group's work. We hope you enjoy these sound pieces. They'll be airing each Tuesday for the next 5 weeks at 6 p.m. This week's episode was created by Jesse Richards, Dawson Work, and Jim Kershaw. All three of these students' work revolves around place, whether that is the idea of home, nostalgia, and memory, or outer space. Their ideas manifest in paintings, drawings, digital art, and even quilts. It's called Fictional States and Futures.
The original Mental Slinky was so much fun, even our cats were fascinated by its movements. Hesitant, they would want to touch it, gazing intensely at their prey lay stretched on the floor. What would it do next? Like a set of metal legs, the coil would stride from the top step to the bottom, without hesitation, like a forerunner of a house-sitting robot. The best way to get a feel for the slinky is to hold it in both hands and make it oscillate. Your partner is completely under your control. The dance goes on as long as you are in the mood. I found this black and white photo of my mom and dad in our family album. It's yellowed a bit with time, and I think someone took the photo on Elm Street in Niagara Falls, Ontario. In the foreground, the couple stands beside the driver's side of the Model A Roadster, an open two-seater. They appear obviously in love. Mom is smiling in a light-colored dress with her arm across her waist, snuggling close to Dad, casual in his tan-colored slacks and suspenders. He's got this left elbow resting on the rooftop frame of his and his right foot on the running board. It looks like they are about to go for a spin. Thank you. toy blocks have been around long before Meccano, Lego, Domino, or Lincoln Logs. I have two pine wood interlocking blocks with five grooves on two sides, enabling one to stack them. Let me share three reasons why child's wood blocks are so fascinating. They are less than 2 inches and held easily in one hand. They stay in one place, having six sides rotated to reveal a message of interest on each side. They can be stacked and dismantled to make exciting structures. These blocks enhance the alphabet experience with the letters and the corresponding graphic routed in the sides so that a visually impaired person can feel the shapes. With its safe size, no metal, plastic, or sharp edges, this simple educational tool should be around for a long time to come.
Dylan, peekaboo!
Thank you.
Hold on.
I'm eating an orange.
Well, no, stop it. Oh, my Lord. Okay, ready?
Go. 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, we're going.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dylan. Happy birthday to you.
And
anymore.
Happy birthday, Dylan. Happy birthday, Charlie. Happy birthday, Booker. Happy birthday, Daddy. Bye. Guys, we're going to PPI. Almost there. Ha ha ha!
that's the right
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's right the there. One right there.
I'm not sure what happened to him. Thank you.
Thank you.